and welcome sports fans to tonight's contest. Big MAC action here between Delphus St. John's Blue Jays, who come in 9-0 and 2-0 in MAC, ranked number 6 in the first AP poll, taking on the Fort Recovery Indians, who are currently 7-2 and 1-2 in MAC play. So, big contest tonight for the Indians here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, and apologize for some of those technical difficulties.
Hey,
we're on there. Bob Leverett, Brian Patch here again with you at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, and appreciate Owen Shane, Bill Spencer for getting us on the air, hopefully, and hopefully we stay on the air tonight, Bob. So, how are we doing?
Good, yourself?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Hey, so, big matchup tonight here at the Forsyth, Brian.
Yep, and the Indians come in ranked, I think it's 15th or 16th in the AP pool.
Yeah, right around there.
So, again, big action tonight here, important game for the Indians. This is one of those things where if we fall behind, I think, in the conference, Bob, and get through, probably eliminates us from the MAC championship, so that's something you don't want to do. And if you can knock out the leader and give them a loss, that obviously puts your game closer. So
yeah, I think this year it's probably going to be a two-loss winner the way it looks. But yeah, we definitely don't need to drop anymore. We've got to stay here and in the hunt. It'd be a huge win for us. It's going to be interesting here. It's going to be your typical St. John's team that comes in. They're going to be very well skilled. They're not going to shoot themselves out of the game. They're not going to beat themselves, per se. So we're going to have to come out and play really well tonight to get a win tonight.
Well, if they're anything like their JV team, which obviously we know they are, they shoot it well, and they shoot it often from deep. One thing I think a little difference noticeable is they have 2-6-5 guys in the starting lineup, so they do have some size in there to match up with us. One thing St. John's is typically for with Aaron Eller teams is shooting the three ball really well, and their JV was very impressive doing that. I know their freshman team was as well. You know, that's just one of those staples of an Aaron Eller St. John's team.
Yeah, like I said earlier, they're not going to take bad shots. They're not going to turn it over. So we've got to come out and out basketball them, which might sound stupid to some of you at home, but they're, like I said, they're going to be skilled. They're not going to make mistakes. And so if we make mistakes, they're going to capitalize on them, and that's one thing we cannot do tonight if we want to stay in this game.
All right, we'll recap JV scores here, and then we'll take a quick break, and about that time we'll get back here for the starting lineups. In the JV game, the JV team came away with a loss. Hard-fought contest, but we're kind of shooting the basketball all evening long. St. John's won 41-31. Quarter scores went like this. St. John's led at the end of the first, 14, and it's a quarter four recovery. We outscored St. John's for the halftime score to be 23-18 advantage Blue Jays. In the third quarter, it hit 2 points, but also defensively they kind of dug in and held St. John's to 5 to make it 28-20, Blue Jays lead. And at the end of the third, end of the fourth, sorry about that, St. John scored 13 in the fourth, and Fort Recovery came up with 11 in the fourth to make it a 41-31 victory. St. John's Blue Jays on the Jays docket. And again, time goes on the Jays scale. They go 10-0. So right now, program-wide, at the high school level, they're undefeated. Leading scorers for the JV team was Daniel Patch with 12, Caleb Evers with 10, Landon Post and Owen Judy both added 3, Wyatt Benn with 2, and Kobe Wendell with 1 to give the Indians a 31-point lead. We'll take a quick commercial break. Actually, it won't be a quick one. It'll be a little long one here. Get ready for the national anthem, and we'll be back then ready for the tip.
Market, and here are some of the great specials we have for you Thursday, January the 8th. For some great, beautifully bone in pork chop, $3.49 each. Instant or sliced potato for the 4 to 6 ounce varieties of $2.85 each, and the 29 ounce of veg vegetables for $2.85. In our deli, we have for peanut brandy and big just $4.49 a pound. Stop in and check out these and other great prices throughout our store on all your favorite items. Main Street Market. market where you can always count on great prices and great selection. Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 20 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. Water from installing wave pads, kitchen work, and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all needs as well. Give Brian a call at 526-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Annual open house is set through Saturday, January 1st. Stock up now on filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know, all parts are discounted. It's our business line. Open houses January 29th through February. Your local KIA Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Buick Regal with navigation, sunroof, remote start, with 22,000 miles for $16,995. Also in GT all-wheel drive, step camera, with 29,000 miles for $18,500. Come over to Hastings Auto Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Recovery, Ohio.
Sunny at Parkey Mackleton Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and energy. We give solution to minimize your injury and maximize your potential. Even though we are all and using the most innovative treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations, our Coldwater office beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park shared with Amy Wendell Family Health across from ACE. You may not even need a physician. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
The chills, headaches, and stuffy noses when the cold and flu strikes, you can count on Cal Pharmacy. We have a wide selection of the counter cold and flu treatments to offer relief. If you are taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription, and we will recommend the best products for you. Stop in at Cal Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio. HealthSmart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome back to the Forestside Fieldhouse. Again, the Fort Recovery Indians ranked 15th in the state. And the first AP poll will be taking on the number 6 ranked team in the AP poll in Division 4. 2-0 in MAC play. The John Jays, coached by Aaron Eller. And Bob, you got their starting lineup.
I got the stuff, Brian. We're starting off number 2. Isaac Ferris, a 10-point. 9 a game, 19 on the season. Aiden Road, number 14, a 6-year. Landon Orr, number 20, a 5'10 sophomore. Number 22, Brady Parrish, averaging 12.9 a game, 6'5 senior. And number 44, Grady Roadhouse, 6'4 senior. So that's who we're going with for St. John's tonight. How about the Indians, Brian?
And for Fort Recovery, we'll be starting our regular five that Coach Melton has kind of settled in on throughout the year as long as everyone's been healthy. And that is number 0, Grant Kanapke, a senior. Number 12, Clay Schmitz, a 6'5 junior. Derek Judy, number 3, a 6'1 junior. Regan Martin, number 2, a 6'3 junior. And the man in the middle, number 41, a 6'5 junior, Brian Men. Looking at their schedule, Bob, they have some impressive wins coming in here as they have defeated Elida 54-52, Minster, who just beat last week 40-40, Ottawaville 52-31, and Crestview, who we beat here on the last second shot earlier in the year. St. John's walked away with a 58-37 victory. So,
yeah, like I said earlier, Brian, we're going to have our hands cut out. We're going to have to come out and play strong and get here tonight.
All right, obviously probably get out on their shooters, I'm assuming.
Yeah, we got to have a high hand, choppy step, be in control. All these guys can handle it, so we're going to have to play them straight up. We're going to be physical. We're going to have to crash the boards hard, and we're going to have to offensively take really good shots. And probably some long possessions up a little bit too, Brian.
And just looking at them here as they get ready to put the lights on and the smoke kind of clears. You know, the Roadhouse looks like a very great athlete out there. I mean, he looks well put together, very, strong, athletic, jumping as he was getting ready there in warm-ups, and then also jumping for them is Brady Parrish, 6'5", senior. Looks like he could go out and probably maybe throw one down as well.
Yeah, he's their leading scorer at about 13 a game, Brian.
And despite what was on the scoreboard as the starters, Coach Melton just threw us a curveball, Bob.
Yeah,
we were going with a completely different lineup, and that's the lineup we finished with the other day in the big game against Lincoln View to come back.
Yeah, Coach Melton liked that lineup, and so he's going to stick with them. I think they earned it.
And that is freshman Kel Ramel gets his first start and grabs that rebound, pulls it down to junior Ryan Post, Regan Martin, Clay Schmidt, and Gavin Toby. So Coach is bringing some energy out there to start, and and see how this goes.
Probably definitely a more athletic lineup too, Brian.
Absolutely. Right now, Regan Martin has the ball, throws it over to Kel Ramel on the right wing, throws it back to Regan up top, and Regan swings it over to Ryan Post. Open three, good. Ryan Post gets it started for a three ball. Great start for the Indians right there. Great ball movement. Quickly down on the other end for St. John's.
And you're starting off in a man-to-man.
Oh, nice little driving dish for Fairchild. Throws it into Parrish. Gavin Toby thought he had a blocked shot, but they call a foul on Ryan Post reaching in.
Yeah, he definitely got him on the hand there, Brian. Just kind of a late whistle, but right call. Great out here tonight here, folks, at the courtside. It's a good crowd.
First free throw up and good for Brady Parrish, 6'5", senior. Right now, 7:02 in the first quarter. On the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard, it's 3-1 in your lead, and Clay Schmidt grabs the missed free throw. St. John's quickly goes into a 1-2-2 off the free throw miss. Regan Martin throws it back across with Ryan Post, gets in the middle of Clay Schmidt. Clay Schmidt drives. Up and no good. Rebound for Grothouse for St. John's. Pushing straight in. Transition guarded by Gavin Teptop. Little side ball screen for him and Parrish. Parrish shot fakes, drives in. Good. Little drive there by Parrish. Got closed out by the Indians.
Yeah, Clay Schmidt's going to have his hands full with Parrish. He's going to have to really get out of control there. It's a very good.
St. John's is still in that 1-2-2 full court press. Gavin Toby receives the pass from Regan Martin. Skips over Ryan Post. Coach calls his set. Ryan Post throws over to Kel Rim on the wing. Up top to Clay Schmidt. Got some X action going off. Little stagger screen handoff. Throws over to Kel Rim on the baseline. Throws back up to Ryan Post. Ryan Post drives in. Should be blocking call, and it is. Going to be shooting two. Great drive by Ryan Post.
Yeah, like I said, I think Coach Melton is going to want possessions here. We're going to slow this game down. The longer we've got the ball in our hands, the better off we're going to be tonight.
So Ryan Post has a chance to go to the foul line here to increase the lead for the Indians, since it's the Tyler's free throw line up and misses the free throw. Has a chance for a second one. Coach Eller, too, before the game, since we've known each other pretty well and good friends here, Bob, he had said that he's never seen a scouting report that long for a Fort Recovery team in years.
Is that right?
I told him probably never, Coach, because no one's ever ran sets here like Coach Melton. So
yeah.
Missed the free throw up for Ryan Post. Missed it. St. John's has the rebound. Kick out to Grothouse. Three ball. Misses. Gavin Toby collects the rebound. Outlets to Ryan Post. Ryan Post is pushing in transition up the right wing. Throws to Kel Rimmel. Kel drives in. Stops and looks at Clay. Throws back to Gavin Toby up top. Coach throws another out. Ryan Post grabs the ball from him. Looking over. Got to be strong there, Ryan. Grothouse about to get away from him.
Grothouse is a really aggressive kid. He's going to get his nose in there and compete.
Regan Martin has the ball. Hands off to Ryan Post. Ryan comes off the ball screen by Clay Schmidt. Deflected out of bounds. Should be up. Stays in. Great call down left, trying to help the officials out on that call. High school principal.
Got some subs coming in for the Indians. We got Derek Judy checking in, Ryan Benn and Grant Kanapke coming in. We're going to leave We're going to leave Schmitty and Regan out there for our starting five now.
Okay, Judy does trigger the ball in. Hits Clay Schmitz up top. Clay faces up, drives, loses it a little bit, collects it. Tries to throw it into Brian Benn and turnover. Rode with the ball. Drives over, kicks over to Parrish. Parrish open three, good. Right now he has all six of the St. John's points. Derek Judy has the ball up top. Again calls a set. Trying to get organized here is the Indians. Swings over to Regan Martin. Over to Clay Schmitz. Back up to Regan. High ball screen by Brian Benn. Three for Regan Martin. It's off. Fairchild with the rebound. Pushing in transition. Swings the ball over to Eller. Eller throws it over to Parrish. Nice drive and dish off inside. To Fisher and gets stripped by Clay Schmitz. Derek Judy now has the ball for the Indians. Swings it over to the left side to Regan Martin. Back up to Derek. Derek throws it back to Regan. Regan dribbles up to the top. Swings it over to Clay Schmitz. Nice little back screen handoff. Layup good. Regan Martin.
Yeah, nice pass from Clay Schmitz to a cutting Regan Martin down the lane. And Marty finishes. We needed that one right there, making the score 6-5 with 4:01 in the first quarter. Full recovery starting off. And not man-to-man yet.
Right now, St. John's has the ball in the perimeter. A little dribble handoffs. Road dribbles in. Nice little 12-foot pull-up. Got split up top for the Indians on defense.
Coach Milton calling out another set here. We'll see what he comes up with. Steal by Fairchild. Goes up, lays it in left-handed over Derek Judy.
Now the Indians are trying to get organized and run some sets, and we're not really paying attention to where the defense is at. We're all looking back at the bench trying to figure out what set we're in, and right now we've had some sloppy turnovers.
Yeah, Coach Mel's going to get a timeout here.
All right, so we
got to get organized here.
Indians trail right now 10-5 with 3:14 in the first. We'll take a short break.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
All right, we're back again on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. 3:14 to go. It's 10-5 St. John. Regan Martin will trigger the ball in. Throw it to Brian Benn on the right wing. Throws up to Grant Kanapke. Grant swings it up to Derek. Derek has the ball. Hits Brian Benn in the high post. A little scissor action. He'll drill a handoff for Regan Martin and Derek Judy. Derek drives in. Throws it up and misses. St. John's with the rebound. And Caney drives over. Hits Grodehouse. A little shot fake drive baseline. Swings it back out to Fairchild. Fairchild swings it over. Caney drives in and scores. Lays it in at the rim. That's too easy on the Indians' part on the defensive end.
St. John's looked like a little dribble drive motion there, didn't they, Brian?
They did. Which they got enough shooters and some ball handlers. That's something you can do. Create space and gaps for yourself. Right now, Regan Martin had a chance for a three and turned it down, drove in and got called for a foul on St. John's.
Yeah, I believe that was on number 20, Landon Elwer there. That's going to be their first team, or team second, his first. Grant Kanapke to inbound it for the Indians. He's going to go to Derek Judy up top. Derek with the ball. He's coming over to the corner with it to Gavin Toby. Gavin swings it up to the top of the key to Regan. Regan over to Grant Kanapke. Thinks about a three. Looks for a little dribble drive. Kicks out to Regan Martin. Three ball for Regan Martin. The Fort needed that one, Brian.
Absolutely. Got it off with some penetration and kick out. Looks like the Indians shift into a 2-3 zone here as well. St. John's has the ball up top. Eller has it. Ball fake. Goes over to Caney. Caney drives in, swings the ball over to Fairchild. Fairchild drives baseline, hits Grodehouse. Grodehouse reverse layup and good. Right. right now, St. John's is attacking the basket very aggressively, looking for threes and drives.
Yeah, right there, Brian Vinn just didn't get down to cut off that baseline in time. And Girdhouse is athletic and drove right past him and powered it up and scored.
Indians have the ball on offense now. Derek Jeudy throws up to Regan Martin. Swings it across to Gavin Toby. Back up. Gavin drives baseline, or top. Throws it over to Brian Vinn. Brian Vinn kicks out to Derek Jeudy. Our fans are yelling, shoot it. Coach is yelling for a set.
Derek Jeudy knows his role. Derek's not a spot-up shooter for us, so that's a shot that he's not going to take. He's a little slasher. We're going to try and pound it into Brian Vinn, and we do. And one. And one there.
One of those plays where, you know, he could have shot it like the fans wanted, but hey, Derek knows the game plan. Coach knows what we're trying to do and trying to get the ball inside to the big fellow, which we did have a chance for a three-point play there.
You know, absolutely. That's being coachable right there. As a coach on the sideline, Derek knows his role. He's not going to listen to fans. He's going to do what he's told, and he did, and now we're going to line for a three-point play here. Free throws up and good for Brian Vinn. That makes it 14-11. Delphus St. John's on top of the Indians with 1 minute and 5 seconds left here in the first quarter. Top scoreboard. Corey Cutter's going to come back in that 2-3 zone, Brian.
Three for Road. Increase that lead for St. John's. 17-11, first quarter under a minute. Ryan Post has the ball for the Indians. Looking for a backdoor cut for Regan Martin. Nothing there. Swings it over to Gavin Toby. Back to Regan. Again, a little scissor action coming off for the Indians. Gavin Toby catches the baseline. Goes out to Grant Kanapke. Has a chance for three. Turns it down. A little 15-foot pull-up. In and out. Brian Vinn's fighting for the rebound. Doesn't get it. Grothaus has the ball now for St. John's. Pushing in transition. Up along the right side. A little ball screen for Parrish. Parrish wide open three. Long. Grant Kanapke clears the rebound. 20 seconds. Pushes to Ryan Post. Swings it up to Regan Martin. Three in the corner. Air ball. But Ryan Vinn with the rebound. Powers it up. Parrish blocks it. Grothaus with transition. Throws ahead to Caney up in reverse layup. Nice looking smooth move there for the 6'3 junior. End of the first quarter. Half court shot by Ryan Post. No good. 19-11. St. John's.
Indians are rattled there a little bit at the end of the quarter there, Brian. Ryan Post had no idea how much time was on the clock and had decided not to even shoot because he wasn't sure what the situation was there. So after one, 19-11, the Blue Jays on top of the Indians going to the second quarter here.
Andrews of Kalt Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. Join Kalt Pharmacy as we celebrate National Pharmacist Day. Our pharmacists provide care and services. They are close to home and meet the unique needs of our customers in local communities, from renewing prescriptions, delivering vaccinations, and providing advanced care management. Stop in at Kalt Pharmacy in Port Recovery, Ohio to speak with the pharmacist today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Bob, just a quick peek at the MAC standings. Vercells is on top with a 3-0 record. St. John's is 2-0. There's a host of teams with 1-1 records, and then 1-2 is the Indians. We're 7-2 on the overall record, but we're in 8th place in the conference.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of been the theme the last couple years for the Indians. Overall, we've had a decent record, but yeah, we've struggled in the league lately.
And get an out-of-bounds play, a set coming in here, and Brian Vinn trying to cut to the basket for a back screen layup. And St. John's player gets called for a blocking call, and ball goes out of bounds, which it was a great call.
Yeah, they got their feet tangled up. Brian had position, and good call.
Although the St. John's faithful who made the trip south on 66 from Delphi is not real happy about that play. And Coach Eller kind of lets A.J. Kramer know about it, but good call.
That does happen a lot. I used to let A.J. know about it, too, sometimes.
Ryan Post will trigger the ball inbounds. Clay Smith on the slip. Misses the shot. Puts an offensive rebound back up and good for Clay.
Way to stick with it there, Clay. Nice little slip inbound set. Missed his first one. Stayed with it and powered it back up. And he's going to come back in that 2-3 zone here, Brian.
Roadhouse, the ball on the wing. It's a little dribble gap over to Parrish, down low. Parrish, shot fake, up, no good. Gray Kanapke, weak side rebound. Looks to push it, tips it out of bounds. It's going to stay for recovery ball.
One thing I noticed right there, Parrish had a backdoor layup right there, Bob. A little body on him made him miss that.
Yeah, absolutely. Got him definitely out of sync there.
That might be something we need to look at here and maybe try to be a little more physical than what they are.
Well, and like I said earlier in the game, we're going to have to definitely be physical with them.
Indians have the ball here. Ryan Post has the ball up top. St. John's in a man-to-man defense. Puts the ball over to Grant Kanapke on the left side. A little side ball screen action. Grant swings to Regan Martin. Clay Smith is working hard inside, trying to get a post up. And now he comes at the side ball screen on Regan Martin. Goes inside to Clay Schmidt. Back out to Regan. Swings the ball over to Grant Kanapke. Brian Bentz comes to set the high ball screen. Posty has it and calls another set. So Ryan Post has the ball up top. Swings it across the floor to Regan Martin. Hits Clay on the wing. The flare screen.
Corey Kerry being very methodical here. And that's what we want. We want some long possessions. Good wide open three ball by Grant Kanapke. Doesn't go down. We're going to get Ryan Post on a weak side rebound there. Be posting second here in the first quarter. Derek Jeter's going to check in for him.
All right, so follow the mechanical scoreboard in the second quarter right now. St. John's leads 19-13. 6:25 to go in the second. Brian Bentz kind of extending that 2-3 zone up a little bit, Bob, to make it look like a 2-1-2
exactly.
Almost.
Yeah, he's taking that high post away because that's where a lot of good things happen against the 2-3 zone, so he's really trying to cover that up for us. The key is, though, if they drive baseline, he's going to have to go from that A-gap all the way to the baseline, and we did see him score once on that because Brian was slow to get down there, so he's going to really have to anticipate it for us.
So our bottom guys is Derek Jeter and Clay Smith. Even though it's a zone, it's pretty much a man-to-man matchup. You get beat, there's really no help side on that backside like you normally see in that 2-3 zone.
Right,
so.
Yep. That's probably a Coach Milton twist.
Probably is. Eller has the ball for St. John's up top, swings it over to Caney. Caney skips over to Eller, thinks about a three, turns it down, throws it to Grothouse, picks up top to Caney. Great ball action right here for St. John's, attacking that high post and short corner, which is what you want to do against the zone. Caney has it up top, swings it over to Eller. I was looking for a gap. Right now, there's not too many defensive holes up top, at least, anyway. St. John's is maybe looking for a flare screen or something on that short corner. Caney has it to the baseline.
You got to close out good here. Right there, we had Clay Smith off his feet. We got lucky because he was the kid from St. John's was off the balance also here.
Eller has the ball, looking to explore. Gap, nothing right there. Rode has the ball, throws it into Grothouse. Grothouse back up top to Caney. Caney swings it over to Eller. Eller drives. Deflection by Derek Jeter. Good hands there by Derek. Dead ball situation in the corner. Coach Melton down a little bit guarding defense right there. Throws it into Parrish. Uncontested layup. Great drive by Caney drawing the defense and hitting two. Parrish for a layup.
Yeah, watching Coach Eller on the over here on the bench. He really wants to get those gap dribbles and be patient with it, and that's what they did. Broke us down and got a layup.
Derek Jeter feeds the ball inside to Brian Benn, and Grothouse gets called for a holding foul. Kind of got tangled up right there and goes against the Blue Jays, so Brian Benn draws some fouls right now. They have five on the team fouls for St. John's. Derek Jeter triggers it in to Regan Martin on the left side. A little double screen for Grant Kanapke. Throws in to Clay Schmidt. Clay lets Grant go. He powers it up. Misses it. Derek Jeter collects the offensive rebound. Back up. Got fouled probably, but a no call and finished through traffic.
Yeah, Derek Jeter getting a little scrappy down there with the big boys. Got a loose one. Picked it up. Powered up through him. Scored there.
One of the smallest guys on the floor comes up away with offensive rebound putback. Now Rode has the ball, swings it back up to Caney. Caney looking to drive a gap. Nothing there. Picks up his dribble. Swings it over to Eller. Right now St. John's just going from the right side to the left side, right back and forth to the middle gap, and there's Brian Benn waiting on him. So not a whole lot there for them, but three in the corner for Rode. The rebound for Grothouse is going to be called for a holding foul underneath on Regan Martin, which is now the Indians' third team foul. Indians trail right now, 15-21, trail by six with 4:08 to play in the Fallen Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. And freshman Kel Rammel checks back in and played a whole lot since that first quarter start for the young man. Oh, breakdown defensively. Find Grothaus wide open on the inside. I'm not sure what happened there, but coach is upset and throwing Ryan Post in, who has two fouls, so he's coming in to check in at the next dead ball situation. Indians have it. Kel Rammel swings over Regan Martin. Goes back to Kel Rammel. Swings over to Clay Schmitz on the wing. Goes it back up to Kel. Kel swings over to Derek Jeudy. Again, Indians being kind of methodical on offense, kind of shorten the game. Usually you do that when you think maybe you're outmatched a little bit, which, if you recall us in the game last night, I saw that for the girls' side. We threw 100 passes before we got a shot up for St. John's.
Well, hopefully the outcome is the same as last night, Brian.
Right now, Derek Jeudy has the ball up top. Throws Brian Bennett in the high post. Scissor action cut again with the two up top, two on the baseline, and they just interchange and replace each other. Right. Regan Martin swings it over to Clay Schmidt, who swings it on down to Kel Rammel, throws it in to Brian Benj, up and misses. Offensive rebound, putback misses. Got to be able to finish those inside. Big fella misses two-point blank shots. Rode has the ball in transition, throws to Parrish. Swings it back up to Grothaus. Grothaus drives, throws over to Rode. Rode has the ball, throws over to Ella, gets it inside to Parrish, who cuts through. Parrish is now going to work on Brian Benj, help in by Derek Jeudy. Great help side, Derek. Goes back up to Rode. Rode swings it over to Caney. Has the ball now. Driving a gap, nothing there. Swings it over to Grothaus. Grothaus does drive a gap. Throws over to Parrish. A little 15-footer. Misses. Ah, and no one had to grab the rebound. Rode has the ball now. Nice little spinning move and misses it. Brian Benn does claim the rebound for the Indians.
Derek Jeudy quick up the floor over to Regan Martin. Regan looks to drive. We're going to have a blocking foul on Grothaus on the wing there.
That's a big call because that's Grothaus' second foul.
Yeah, they're going to get him out of there right away. Adam Fisher is going to come in for him. 4th's going to inbound it underneath Ryan Post, Regan Martin, Brian Benn. Oh, Brian's going to check out. Clay Schmidt or Gavin Toby's coming in for him. So we got Kale Rammel, Clay, Gavin, Regan, and Ryan Post on the floor for the Indians. Inbounds it to Kale Rammel. Kale thinks about a three, kicks it over to Clay, the top of the wing. Clay over to Ryan Post. Ryan's going to bring it out. Looks like we're going to get something set up here. Ryan still dribbles, swings it over to Regan. High post to Clay Schmitz. Smitty over to Gavin. Back into Clay at the high post area. Back out to Ryan. Ryan over to Rammel on the wing. Getting those little scissor cuts off of Clay at the high post. Kale kind of got bumped on the drive there. It's going to end up being a double dribble on him.
Kind of left his feet looking for a shot. There was really no shot. Came down with it.
Yep. Rammel's going to come out. Greg Knappy's checking in for him.
Indians trail by 8 here, 23-15 with 1:55 to go. Paula Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. Clay Schmitz is now in the middle of that almost 3-2. 2-1-2 looking zone here for the Indians. Eller has the ball up top.
It'll be interesting to see how we doing this with Ryan out. A little more athletic group. See if we can call some turnovers here, which we just did. And they got it back. No, we're going to have a timeout. Timeout by St. John's.
So we'll take a quick break. Listen to some K&L Tractors.
Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And last night, Holly Gann and the Lady Indians made the trip to Delphus and came away with a 23-20 victory for the 10th-ranked Indians. And St. John's shot one shot in the first quarter, Bob. Held the ball as long as they possibly could on every single possession.
That had to be like watching paint dry, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it kind of
kind of was.
You didn't sound as energized last night on the radio as you did in the...
It's kind of hard to be energized for that one. St. John's quickly gets the ball inside to Parrish for a layup. And pushing that lead up to 10 now for the Blue Jays. Indians quickly down to Regan Martin in the corner, who drives baseline, throws over to Clay Schmitz. Open three for Gavin Toby. Misses it, and he's got to crash the glass. No one's going to the glass but Clay Schmitz. Right now, Eller with the rebound. Coach Eller saying, hey, come on up. Let's play at half court. We got a lead right now by 10 with under a minute, and they throw it wide open to Kenny inside, who finishes it on the foul by Gavin Toby. Blue Jays looked like they were going to pull the ball back out, and then all of a sudden throw it inside. We kind of fell asleep and lost track of our man, and they threw it inside to Caney inside to finish it and got fouled.
Yeah, just a little mental breakdown on us.
All right, now to give that young man 6 points on the evening. And hits the free throw right now. It's under a minute to go, 28-15.
Ryan posted the ball. He's going to do a little handoff to Grant Canassi up top. 45 seconds left here in the second quarter. Ryan with the ball up top. Little fake handoff to Regan Martin. Ryan's got to get away from him before he gets the five count. He does. Gets a reset here. Down to 25 seconds. Ryan directing traffic a little bit. Down to 20. Regan Martin on a little drive. Tipped by the Blue Jays. Over to Parrish. Parrish is bringing it up. 10 seconds left. Straight ahead. Little dribble move. We're going to have a charge on Parrish. Clay Schmitz comes, slides over, and takes a huge charge. The Indians are going to get the ball back with 5.9 seconds here in the second quarter.
That's one of those Clay Schmitz just read and anticipated where he was going. Slid his feet and was set. Coach Ella's not even complaining, so you know it had to be a good call in transition. Right. That's a heck of a play by Clay Schmitz.
He's done that all year. He's really good at anticipating that.
5.9 seconds. Clay Schmitz is taking it out. Throws it to half court to Brian Bitt. Hand off Grant Kanapke. Grant dribbles down. Throws back to Clay Schmitz. Three at the volleyball line.
Got
good.
It.
Clay Schmitz, big shot for Clay Schmitz. Much needed scoring as the Indians trail by 10, 28-18. Synopsis there, Bob.
Yeah, that's a huge one. That keeps us within 10. You know, that's just a five-possession game. Three if you're making three. So, yeah, you know, we got a little rattled there down the stretch. Like I said, they're not going to shoot themselves out of this. We've got to come out and be physical. And we were here at times, but not enough. So second half, we're going to have to really amp up the physicality of this game if we want to get back in.
All righty. We'll take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, and we're back. A little recap here of the varsity action right now. The 9-0 and 2-0 in MAC place. Dolphin St. John's leads the Fort Recovery Indians, who's 7-2 and 1-2 in MAC. Right now it was 28-18. Quarter scores went like this. It was the Indians trailing 19-11 after the first quarter. And the Indians come away with 7 points in the second quarter to give us an 18-point there at half. And St. John scores 9 points in that second quarter to give them the 28 total points. Indians are led in scoring by Regan Martin with five and Clay Schmitz with five, who just hit that three at the buzzer there going into halftime. Ryan Post adds three, Brian Benn adds three, and Derek Jeudy adds two to give out the scoring. So, all right, we are taking a little break here. We have Hall of Fame coming up here, I believe sometime maybe at the end of January, beginning of February.
I think it's our Arcanum game here, Brian, coming up.
All right, so that would be next weekend on the 18th. So we'll listen to some words here about our Hall of Fame inductees.
The Fort Recovery High School Athletic Hall of Fame will have two new members in its 2020 induction class. The induction ceremony will be held between the JV and varsity boys basketball games versus Arcanum, scheduled for Saturday, January 18th. The two new inductees will join the 43 other inductees who have been selected since the Hall of Fame was established in 2007. The 2020 inductees are Dale Griesinger and Matt Reisner. Here's the sports biography for Dale Griesinger. Dale was a 1949 graduate of Fort Recovery High School. He was a four-year letterman in baseball and captain during his senior year. He was a mainstay on the 1949 baseball team that was undefeated until a loss in the regional finals. He led the team in stolen bases. Dale was also a star on the basketball court at Fort Recovery High School. He earned two varsity letters and was also a co-captain of the team. Dale went on to play college basketball at Capital University, earning three varsity letters. Dale continued his participation in athletics long after his scholastic career, playing fast pitch and slow pitch softball, basketball, and volleyball on many independent teams and while serving in the Army. While in the service, he played basketball, softball, and volleyball for the 5th Army Headquarters of Chicago. He also coached both basketball and softball until his separation from the Army in 1956. Dale was a member of many successful independent teams. As a member of the New Idea equipment team, he won fast pitch softball state championships in 1951 and 1952. He played on various slow pitch softball and basketball teams in the Detroit area from 1957 until the mid-1980s, winning many championships and making many all-star teams. He also coached numerous basketball and baseball teams during his 35 years as an educator. The gymnasium at Hoover Junior High School in Taylor, Michigan is named the Dale Griesinger Gymnasium in his honor. Dale culminated his playing career when his senior slow pitch softball team won the National Senior Olympics Tournament for ages 65 to 70 in 1999. That's the athletic biography for Dale Griesinger. Here's the athletic biography for Matt Reisner. Matt was a 1998 graduate of Fort Recovery High School. He was a star runner at Fort Recovery High School in both cross country and track, earning four letters in each. Matt was a top runner for the 1996 state championship team that compiled an amazing record of 162 wins and no losses. He was Fort Recovery's top finisher at the state meet, placing seventh. During his Fort Recovery High School career, Matt ran in the state meet three times and was an all-state runner in both 96 and 97, placing seventh and eighth in those races. He still holds the second fastest 5K time in school history for cross country, 16 minutes and 14 seconds. Matt was a member of three MAC championship teams and two district and regional championship teams, in addition to the state championship team. Matt participated in the cross-country Junior Olympics in 96 and 97. He also went to Australia in 1996 to compete in the City to Surf race, where he placed fourth for Team USA. Matt also excelled in track in the 400, the 800, and the 4x800 relay. He is still the current record holder in the 800 and the 4x800 relay team. That 4x800 team won the MAC, district, and regional in both 97 and 98, placing 5th and 9th in the state, respectively. Matt placed 7th in the state in the 800 in 1998. He also posted a career best of 52.47 seconds in the 400, which was the school record at the time he graduated. Matt continued his running career after high school at Wright State University, where he was a four-year letterman. He still runs marathons, most recently the 2019 Columbus Marathon, where he placed 43rd out of nearly 3,600 runners, which qualifies him for the Boston Marathon. Matt has run over 36,000 miles in his lifetime. That's the athletic biography for Matt Reisner, who, along with Dale Griesinger, will be inducted into the Fort Recovery Athletic Hall of Fame on Saturday evening, January 18th.
All right, and we're back, and just doing a halftime presentation by Greg Lefebvre, part of the Ron Shoemaker, who was a teacher here at Fort Recovery, who had passed away, and they were doing a little ceremonial thing for
Ron,
him there.
Ron, sounds like he set up a scholarship fund for the future Fort Recovery math kids.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, it's a nice little thing right there. So
I had Mr. Shoemaker back in the 1990s. He's a good guy.
Absolutely. He was one of those guys when I first got here on the boys' side back in 2003 and 4, I always got press clippings put in my mailbox. And I never figured out who the heck was putting these press clippings of our games in my mailbox. And come to find out about 3 years later, no one ever told me. No one, I mean, I didn't ask anyone. Never knew it. Find out 3 years later, so it was Ron. And he was a sub in our school system when he retired. And one day I caught him putting them on my desk at school. And I'm like, so you're the guy who's been leaving these things in my mailbox you're over the all guy. These years. He's like, yeah, I figured you'd like them. So.
Was he the guy putting the for sale signs in the yard? Early on in that career, too, or not?
I'm thinking that was two of my good friends, Ryan Tinn and Bob Leverett, actually. But
I'm blaming Ron on that one.
All right, quickly update here of the JV score. St. John stays undefeated. They're 10-0 in JV action, so tough team right now. Tough program going on for Aaron Eller. But in the St. John's game, with before we cover the JV game, it was 14-6 after one. In the second quarter, the Indians outscored St. John's 12-9. Although they did trail by 5.5 to 23-18. In the third quarter, the Indians scoring managed 2 points to make it 28-20. In the fourth quarter, the Indians also got outscored 13-11, ended up losing the game 41-31. Daniel Patch led the way with 12 points. Caleb Evers added 10. Landon Post with 3. Owen Judy with 3. Wyatt Benn with 2. And Kobe Wendell with 1. And that improves St. John's record again to 10-0. And the Indians fall to 5-5 on the campaign on the year and puts their record in the MAC play at 1-3 for the JV team. So right now in the varsity game again, it is 28-18. St. John's leads the way. In the first quarter again, it was St. John's 19-11. In the second quarter, St. John's score kind of slowed down a little bit as Indians became a little more methodical on offense, but St. John's outscored the Indians 9-7 to take a 28-18 halftime lead. Regan Martin and Clay Smith lead the way with 5 points each. Ryan Post and Brian Benn both chip in with 3, and Derek Judy with 2. And we'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Buick Regal with navigation, sunroof, remote start with 22,000 miles for $16,995. Also in is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera with 29,000 miles for $18,500. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
getting ready to start the third quarter play here on the Wabash Mutual third quarter scoreboard. And the Indians are going with Grant Kanapke, Derek Jeudy, Clay Schmitz, Regan Martin, and Brian Benn.
All right, we'll see what we got. Looks like the Indians are going to do a little diamond and two on defense here. We're going to face guard, looks like number 14, Road, and number, what we got over there, Brian, number two, Isaac Fairchild. So changing it up.
Oh, goodness. That's a tech. That's got to be a T. Yeah,
so we got a baseline drive by Parrish there. Goes up two hands, misses the dunk, grabs the ball as it's coming down, and tries to throw it back in. That's got to be a technical. The officials are going to circle it up and talk it over here.
Yeah, I mean, great baseline drive. We said he could go up and throw it down, and he tried to.
Yep.
But then he missed it, and as you said, tried to one hand, like I would at recess, you know, back in the day, Bob. One hand hanging on it, and the other hand trying to grab the ball to throw it back down.
That was a great effort. He's lucky he didn't hurt himself.
Right now, he's kind of smiling,
yeah,
too.
He's getting a little heckled by his buddies on the team. They're laughing at him. It's all good. What we got here, the officials are explaining stuff to Coach Milton.
That's got to be a T, though, Bob. And yeah, I don't see one being called.
Yeah, you can't hang on the rim.
One of our players, and I don't remember who did that. Someone on our team tried to do that. One of our boys' teams.
Yeah.
And I know it wasn't Pig Collick sitting over there because he never went inside the three-point line.
No, Pig can't.
He just shot it. But someone tried to drive in and do that one time.
Yeah, I'm trying to. That's been a long time ago, Brian. Yeah, no tech. We're going to take the ball out of the
I can't believe there was no tech called on that.
Unless they said that...
He thought maybe he was coming down on someone underneath him.
Yeah, he was hanging on to protect himself, so...
Indians right now trying to get the ball inside to Clay Schmitz. Derek Jeudy turns it over. Grothaus with the steal, pushes in transition. Little Euro step. He gets it up there, gets fouled, though.
You know, right there, I talked about early in the game, keys for us winning are not turning the ball over and shooting ourselves in the foot. And Derek just tries to force it there. I mean, first pass in the offense, and we're turning it over. I mean, you're going to drag this thing out a little bit.
We definitely want to get the ball inside, but same time, it's not going to be there. Probably on one pass, St. John's too good to defend. Defensively, and you got to make the defense shift and move a little bit. And
yep.
Derek finds himself going to the bench here real quick, being placed by Ryan Post. So, first free throw up was good by Grothaus. Second one missed. Ryan Benn clears the rebound. Ryan Post now with the ball in transition.
St. John is a man-to-man. Ryan Post the ball up top. We got Grant coming off the wing over to Regan Martin. Looks to drive. Kicks out to Grant. Grant on the wing over to Ryan Post. Drives baseline. Kicks it out to Brian on the baseline. Brian shot fake. Back out to Grant Kanacki. Grant drives. Tipped a little bit. Grant forces it in. That's stolen over by Road. Road goes to throw it in on a layup and misses.
Tried to draw some contact there, Bob, it looked
like. Yeah, tough shot. Made it a little harder on himself. Missed it. Clay Schmitz with the rebound. Full recovery with the ball. Ryan Post up top. Over to Regan Martin. Three ball up. Got it. Regan Martin with a big three-pointer for the Indians. That makes the score 29-21 in the third quarter. Wabash Mutual scoreboard. 6:30 left in the game here in the third quarter.
You know, Regan got hot last week against Minster in that third quarter, so we need a big quarter for him to kind of keep us close here maybe. He's had a hot night so far, leading us with 8 points.
Right.
Grothaus a little wild, out of control. Throws it up there and misses. Our fans wanting a travel call, but Parrish cleans up the glass and puts it back.
Ryan Post with the ball up top there. He's going to look to swing it over to Grant. Grant's covered up. Picks up his dribble. Nobody's coming to it. Gets it over to Clay Schmidt. Tipped away by St. John's. Grant ends up with it on the wing. Back up to Ryan Post up at the top of the circle. Swings it over to Marty. Marty on the wing. Looks a little hesitation. Dribble drives in. Oh, I don't know about that one, Brian. Grothaus slid underneath him and takes the charge. So that's going to turn it over there.
Yeah, that's one of those plays, Bob. If you have that circle drawn on there, like in college, an NBA game, he's probably inside that circle, as you were saying.
Yeah,
so.
He didn't give Regan any time, any room to come down. That's definitely a charge the other way if he's got the half circle. Full recovery still in that diamond and two, Brian.
Right now, Parrish has the ball, drives baseline again, gets bumped by Brian Benn. They're calling a holding foul on St. John's. Isaac Fairchild picks up the foul.
going to be three on him, Brian. He's not real happy about that either.
No, he's letting a little frustration out as he comes over to the bench. Ryan Post with the ball for the Indians, coming down, a little side ball screen with Brian Benn, refuses it, goes off here to Grant Kanapke. Grant dribbles back up top, swings it across to Regan Martin.
They have done a great job on Grant Kanapke tonight, Coach Bass. I don't even think he has a shot attempt.
I don't think he does either. Clay Smith, nice little jump hook inside, nice pass by Regan Martin to get it inside to Clay. That's one of those things you talked about, Bob, getting the ball inside, but making the defense work a little bit.
You got to get them shifting and get them out of position. That way it makes it easier on you offensively on the block.
Right now, Eller has the ball, swings it over to Road. Road drives baseline. Bodied up by Regan Martin. Tough shot. Up and misses. Grant Kanapke collects the rebound. Outlets to Ryan Post. Ryan pushes in transition. Picks up his dribble, swings it over to Grant Kanapke. Grant has a clear out, but throws the ball up to Clay. Swinging the ball around to Ryan Post, trying to get in inside of Brian Benn. Good help side by St. John's. Triple team. Brian kicks out to Clay Schmidt. Wide open three. Good. Clay Schmidt. Nice inside-outside game, Bob.
Clay got a seat set there on a kick out from Brian. Stepped into it, knocked it down. Showing a little composure here, the Indians are.
Coming to life here in the fourth side. St. John's has the ball. Caney up top. Swings it over to Road. Road throws it to a wide open Grodehouse in the corner for three and answers back. And Coach Aaron Eller would take a timeout.
Huge three in the corner by Grodehouse there. That's going to put the score. Indians are down eight. So timeout, St. John's.
Yep. 4 minutes to go. 34-26. St. John's lead.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the industrial park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
All right, welcome back to the fourth side. Bob Leverett, Brian Patch here with you. St. John's leads 34-26, 4 minutes to go.
On the floor for the Indians, we got Ryan Post, Clay Schmidt, Regan Martin, Brian Benn, and Grant Kanapke. Grant over to Clay, top of the wing, swings it over to Ryan in the corner. Back to Regan up top. Regan looks to drive, kicks out to Grant on the baseline. Grant gets bumped on the drive. Nice to see Grant being a little aggressive there against to the basket, Brian.
Yeah, maybe trying to seek a shot there a little bit. Indians trying to run a set play to get the ball into Brian Benn, and if they collapse, you got spot-up shooters on that backside, which is where Grant got that drove, that little drive out of.
Yep, Grant the inbounder on the sideline, up to Ryan Post at the top of the circle. Gavin Toby trying to get a seal up on the baseline, nothing there. Swings it over to Regan. Regan back to Ryan on the sideline there. Posty's going to bring it back to the top of the circle, get him set up, over to Grant on the side. Back to Gavin up top, swings it back over to Ryan in the corner. Looks like we're trying to get a seal up for Schmitty on the baseline there, Brian.
Yeah, we run that little circle play where our guards rotate and overload the baseline side, and we're trying to get a post up inside. All right, now a little ticky-tack foul called on St. John's on Parrish inside. Kind of check the cutter going through by Ryan Post, so Indians will take that and take the ball underneath right now. Three team fouls for St. John's, only two for the Indians. Posty triggering the ball in bounds, throws to Gavin Toby up top, hands the ball back to Ryan Post. Ryan's dribbling over to the right side, a little handoff by Gavin Toby. Handoff to Grant Kanapke, back to Gavin. Thought about a three, turned it down. Grant right now is just struggling to find any space to get a shot. They are on him.
They've got long, athletic kids on him that are 6'3", and just as quick and athletic as Grant, so it's tough for him. I mean, he's trying, but he's not forcing it. That's the good thing, you know. He's going to try and let it come to him here.
So side ball screen by Clay Schmitz and Grant Kanapke. Clay's driving in. Kick out over here to Ryan Post for a wide open three.
Got it.
Good. Ryan Post for a three in the corner. Great drive and set up by Clay Schmitz, trolling that defender.
St. John's will bring it up with the ball over to Grothaus. Grothaus over to Kehi. Kehi to Parrish up top. Swings it over the corner to Grothaus. Baseline drive. Turns it over. Gavin Toby pushes up to Grant Kanapke. Left-handed layup. Grant looks like he rolled his ankle a little bit there and missed it. Grothaus brings it back for St. John's. Pushes it over to Parrish. Parrish baseline cut off by Ryan Post. Up to Grothaus up top over Kehi. Kehi over to Elwer. Elwer looks to drive. A little hesitation dribble. Gets inside. Blocked by Schmitty. Schmitty over to Grant. Grant up to Ryan Post. Brings it up top circle. Looks like Coach Mills is going to want him to calm down here a little bit. Maybe get a set. Now we're going to get a timeout here.
And we're going to get some subs. Kel Rammel and Brian Benner are going to check in. And we got a full timeout. So we'll take one with them here.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th to February 1st. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 29th to February 1st. Stop in and save.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
We're back. 1:36 to go in the third quarter. Wabash Mutual scoreboard. Indians calling their way back, showing some life here in the third quarter. 34-29 Blue Jays lead.
Yeah, the Indians are showing a little grit here to end the third quarter. We're keeping it close, making it interesting. Guys are stepping up, hitting some shots. We got a little spread out to Regan Martin. Ryan Bin, weak side board off a three ball. Can't power it up.
Right now, the three ball has been the Indians' friend, as they all 9 points have been off the three balls right now for the Indians.
St. John's with it. Up top to Parrish. He looks to drive. Turnover on St. John's. Yeah, just a little lack of communication from Parrish to Gillespie over there in the corner. So the Indians are going to bring the ball up. Derek Jeudy back in. Walks it up. I'm sure we're going to get a good look here with a minute left here, Brian. Little back screen, Regan Martin. Derek G almost turns it over. Back to Marty up top of the circle. Coach Mellon calling out a set. Marty looks to drive. Little ball handoff to Schmitty. Schmitty over to Kale Rammel. Kale ball handoff back to Regan Martin. Another ball handoff to Derek Jeudy. Back over to Kale Rammel. Kale back to Clay Schmitz on the opposite wing. Little shot fake by Schmitty. Back over to Regan Martin.
Right now, Indians are being very patient on offense. Maybe trying to run through clock or trying to get the ball inside to Brian Benn. 23 seconds to go.
Derek Jeudy, nice drive. Kick out to Regan Martin. Corner three, short. Gets his own rebound. Drives in. Bounces it off to Brian Benn. We got 13 seconds. Regan drives in. Kicks it off to Clay at the top of the circle. Clay is doing some work. Got fouled on his way to the basket. He's going to shoot two. 6.2 seconds left in the third quarter. Wabash Mutual scoreboard here.
That's one of those when we got that offensive rebound. Unless you're going to take it back up strong and finish, you kind of probably want to run some clock that way. You know, if we miss a three, we thought about a three. That way we go in, you know, at best, you know, for us, I should say worst case scenario for us, we're going in down five.
Right.
Best case scenario, we're going in hitting a three and we're down two. Instead, you know, we maybe force a drive right there and get fouled. And we miss our free throw. So, you know, now we could go in now down.
We can go in down four here. We got to make sure we get them, pick them up here to end the quarter. Nothing easy with this 6 seconds left. Looks like Gavin Toby's going to put a little pressure on Fairchild here. No, Fairchild all the way up the court. Gets to the elbow. Kicks it out to Fairchild. Oh,
Parrish hits a three at the buzzer to increase that lead. 37-30.
Yeah, we just let Fairchild come down unguarded all the way to the elbow. He kicks out to Parrish for a three at the buzzer. So instead of being down four, now we're down seven going into the fourth quarter, Brian.
All right, we'll take a quick break here from our sponsors.
Around here, we welcome a slower pace, except when it comes to internet speed. Wabash provides fiber-fast internet you can rely on, backed by local customer service. From email checkers to video streamers to hardcore gamers, we have just the right speed for you, up to 1,000 megabits. If you need an upgrade or just have a question, get in touch with Wabash at 419-942-1111 or online at wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
All right, we're back on the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard.
Boy, I was getting an earful. Like old Coach Sheffer, the seventh grade coach there. He's got it figured out for us, so.
All right, start fourth quarter on the floor. We got Ryan Post, Clay Schmidt, Grant Kanapke, Brian Benn, and Regan Martin. And we're trying to get the ball inside to Brian Benn. Instead, we skip it over to Grant. Grant thought about a three, turned it down. Great drive and kick, though, by Grant for Ryan Post, who missed the three. Offensive rebound right in front of our bench, and our players and coaches say, whoa, they hit it out, but looks like it's going to be St. John's ball nonetheless. And the old Fort faithful not very happy about that call. Right now, Grodehouse has the ball. Coach Eller does call out a step. Let's see what they're going to try to do here. Grodehouse swings it over, gets to Parrish in the corner.
Fort's still in that triangle and two.
And actually slowed St. John's down. Grodehouse for three in the corner, misses it. Good box out by Clay Schmidt.
Yeah, it's definitely made them think about it a little bit, but I'm telling you, it just gives up a lot of corner threes, which is the toughest basketball shot to shoot. But they're so patient with it, they're going to work it in until they get something good. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here this fourth quarter if they get used to it.
Right now, deflected ball by Fairchild. Out of bounds, so Indians will take it out. Clay Smith will trigger it in. Change that. Grant Kanapke says, hey, I'll take it out here. We got a set coming in. Ryan Post now has the ball up top for the Indians. Trying to get Grant Kanapke coming off a little back screen. Now we got double screens for Regan and then Grant. Grant has a three.
There you go.
Left side. Maybe we can get him going now.
Yeah, like I said earlier, Grant's been patient. He hasn't forced anything. He's working within the offense. And right there, it paid off for him. He stepped out and hit a big three for us.
Cuts that lead down to four, 37-33 with 6:34 to go in the fourth quarter. Grodehouse has the ball for the Blue Jays. Finds a wide open Fisher inside, but misses the layup. So Indians catch a break right here. Ryan Post has the ball up top. Goes over to Regan Martin. So a handoff for Grant, maybe trying to get Grant going here now.
Yeah, it looks like Coach Melton is definitely wanting Grant coming off a curl screen to the top there. And Delvis just covered it up. Coach Smith with the ball, drives baseline. Left hand up and in.
Great drive by Clay Schmidt.
Man, he's showing a little left hand. Athleticism, the old Fort side's getting rowdy, folks.
Right now, the Fort faithful's getting on their feet. Right now, again, we're in this little diamond and triangle and two.
Triangle
Ryan Benn, tries to take a charge on Parrish's drive baseline, and they say no blocking call, split his feet. Obviously, when he goes on the ground, we got a lot of sweat there to clean up.
Yeah,
so
it's gonna be a little bit, folks. We got a pond out there.
Great effort by Brian Benn, working hard on that defensive end. Brian Post goes, grabs the B&D squeegee there.
If Brian Benn takes that charge, this place goes crazy.
Absolutely. We appreciate Mayor Kaut for getting us those cleanup speeches. And Ryan Post hands it to Olivia Patch, and she's like, what am I supposed to do with this?
She's never seen a broom in her life.
Never seen a broom in my life there, Ryan. Parrish hits the first free throw. Much needed basket there for St. John's as the Indians have been on a tear here. Scored the first 5 points of this quarter for either team. So second one, no good. Rebound Clay Schmidt, 38-35. 4:40 to go on the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. Stopping to see Ted Romer and Connor Rammel.
Delta St. John's with a little 1-2-2. Just looking to slow us down a little bit and make us think about it. And then Smitty got fed up there and turns it over. St. John's pushes it up to Grothaus. Grothaus to the elbow. Kicks out to Parrish. Corner three. No good. Rebounded by Ryan Post. Post is going to bring it up. Coach Melton says, slow it down here, Ryan. Let's see what we got. Post to the top of the circle. We got Grant Canopy up top. Port's going to spread him out here a little bit, looks like, Brian. Grant looks to drive in. Hands off to Regan Martin. Marty over back to Ryan. Another ball handoff over to Grant. Grant looks at the wheel and deal. Drives in.
Got to be foul.
Oh, man, a lot of body there, but Grant couldn't get it to go.
Trying to draw contact. Euro step by Grothaus. Has to be a charge. Yes, sir. Ryan Post steps in and takes the charge on Grothaus. Reads the Euro step. That's one of those things you absolutely love. When players give up their body for the team, you got to love that. That's a big momentum boost for the Indians.
Absolutely. And that's what these guys have done all year. They're not afraid to sell out. They will take charges anytime they get a chance to.
All right. 4:50 to go. 3-point lead for St. John's.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tool. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hard-working, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
And we're back here. So 4:50 to go right now. The Indians have fought their way back here and making this thing very interesting here, Bob.
So, yeah, the other interesting thing is we've only got three team fouls and they've only got five here. So it's going to be interesting to see who gets to the foul line first to end this game.
And by the way, if faithful again are looking for some pictures if you weren't at the game, of Tim Wendell, who's right beside Bob right now, getting a close-up of that. And you can see her on Twitter, Facebook, and you can see all the action from the game. So St. John's jumps into a 1-2-2 full-court trap. Ryan Post and Regan Martin playing catch back and forth. Tried to get it to Clay Schmitz in the middle, but still for Grothaus. Up and in, and Ryan Post does save 2 points and knocks it away. Great effort by Ryan to get back after that turnover.
Yeah, we're not against that 1-2-2. We're really not pass faking. You know, faking high, fake low, throw high, fake low, whatever. But doing a little telegraphing some passes there.
St. John's does trigger it in underneath their basket. Parrish has the ball up top. Coach Eller yells out a set. Indians in, still in the triangle in two. Parrish has the ball, baseline drives, has a little quickness advantage against Ryan Benn, who picks up a blocking call. It'll be Brian's second foul. Indian fourth. Yeah, exactly. You give up a layup, great thing to do is give a little body foul, and that's what Brian Benn did. So Indians pick up 14 fouls. Don't give up an easy two. St. John's triggers it in the road. Shot fake. Throws back over to Ella for three on the left side. Good. St. John's leads 41-35. They jump back into that 1-2-2 full court press. Indians break it. Brian Benn inside. Power up. Going for a little reverse action, but gets fouled on the baseline.
Yeah, after the score there, St. John's forgot to, some of them got back in their 1-2-2, but a couple of them forgot about it and really pushed it up. Got Brian, caught him sleeping a little bit. So Brian, I thought he was shooting, but we got a block, so we're going to inbound it underneath with Ryan Post.
Little box set, screen to screener action.
Over to Regan Martin, three ball from the corner, got it.
41-38. The Indians are hanging around with 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter here. St. John's brings it up. Elward over to Parrish. Parrish dribbles to the elbow. Back over to Elward. Elward brings it over to the wing to Rhodes. Rhodes thinks about it. Gets to the elbow. Kicks out the back to Parrish. Parrish is going to back it up over to the top of the circle. Looks like Coach Elward's going to want to set here, Brian. Parrish to Elward up top, at the top of the circle. He's guarded closely. Now Ryan Post backs off a little bit over to Parrish in the corner again. Guarded by Ryan Post. Little dribble move to the elbow. Kicks out to Elward. Top of the circle. Elward kicks it back to Parrish. Parrish back to Elward. Elward over to Rhodes. Rhodes is about on the full recovery sideline over there by Randy Ramble. Looks like he got a little push. Elward drives to the elbow there, Brian, and got a push by Schmitty.
I just got beat off the bounce and picked up a body foul. So Indians pick up their 15th foul. 3:10 to go in the fourth quarter here. Fort Recovery Insurance. St. John's leads by three.
St. John's they looked a little out of sync there, didn't they, Brian?
Yeah. Regan Martin with the steal after Grant Knapke deflects it. Reverse layup. Up and good. Big basket by Grant and the Indians. Right now, cut the lead to one. 3 minutes to go.
What a great finish by Grant Knapke, the senior there. The Fort Side Fieldhouse is coming alive, Brian. John's with the ball over there. Parrish on the wing, guarded by Ryan Post. Fort Recovery still in that diamond and two. Over to Rhodes. Aaron Elward's going to get a timeout. The fourth side's rocking. Here we go. 41-40. We've got a full timeout by St. John's. 2 minutes 43 into the fourth quarter.
Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, and we're back here in action, and the Fort is rocking right now. Coach Melton ran out to the Indian head during that, right before that last timeout, tried to get the Indian faithful pumped up, and our student body went nuts. Grant Knapke with another steal.
Left hand layup finishes.
Grant has had 7 quick points right here in this fourth quarter as the Indians take a 42-41 lead with 2:20 to go. Need to stop, Indians. Let's go.
The Fort still in that triangle and two. Shot on the wing by Parrish. Clay Smith's going to clean it up on the weak side. Ryan Post brings it down. St. John's in the man-to-man yet. Coach Melton's going to get a timeout here, Brian. Looks like we're going to go with a full timeout by the Indians. 1:58 in the fourth quarter. Fort Recovery up 42-41. That might be their first lead of the game, Brian.
It is for the Indians, and the Fort faithful is rocking tonight.
Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
The annual open
Custom House at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
I think the great part of that, Bob, is the Indians lead 42-41 is as Grant Kanapke scored 7 straight points in this fourth quarter for the Indians. 2 straight layups put the Indians in lead. His father, Matt Kanapke, has never got off the seat over there on the bench. Stone cold. Like, this is, don't even realize this is a basketball game.
I don't know if he's awake. He might be sleeping.
Indians have the ball up top right now. A little four-corner action. Got the lead. Next foul for St. John's is going to put the Indians on the line. So, hey, let's make them fouls and hit free throws. So, Regan Martin, Ryan Post, and Grant Kanapke are doing a little three-man weave up top. Got to be careful with the basketball. Don't leave your feet like that. The Indians are lucky and draw a foul. Ryan Post draws a foul from Rose, so he will be going to the free throw line.
Yeah, you know, we talked about Grant earlier. He's had a bigger, stronger, faster kid on him all night. And he's really showed some composure and played within the offense. And it comes down the stretch. He hit the big three, and then he just got grooving. He picked up his defense, got a couple steals, some great finishes off those steals. And, boy, he's really come alive here for us.
Ryan Post missed the free throw on the Hall Brother free throw line. Right now we need stops here. Indians, let's go. Minute 23 to go. 42-41. Indians lead. Roadhouse has the ball. Dribbles down. Back to his man now. A little handoff for Parrish inside. Up and good. Misses it. Indians collect the rebound by Clay Schmidt.
Yeah, Parrish went up strong there. And Brian Benn just walled him up. Parrish couldn't take the contact.
Ryan Post loses the ball to Parrish. Gets back. Hustles back into play. Does fouling. Not to give up the easy layup. Indians were, Ryan Post was getting trapped. They're actually, I think, going to foul him, Bob.
Yeah.
Coach Eller yelled to come out and foul, and instead they trapped, and they get a steal, and Ryan Post quickly hustles back not to give up the layup. And by the way, Mr. Reed Knuth, our band director's out there doing a little double duty tonight. Didn't know that was on his payroll, but doing a little mopping, and a student section goes crazy for Mr. Knuth.
Mr. Knuth's fired up with that mopping.
He is. Well, St. John's is taking the ball out underneath their basket. Having trouble to get it in.
Now we're inbounds it to Road. Road over to Parrish. Big three by Fairchild in the corner.
St. John's takes a 44-42 lead with a minute to go. Ryan Post dribbles across half court. Going to call foul. Coach Melton is like, we just got hit. Even though we're going to call foul, there's a body contact. You still call a foul, even if we're going to call a timeout. Nonetheless, there is no timeout, so we'll take a full timeout, and we'll be back.
Hi, this is Colin Andrews of Kalt Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. Join Kalt Pharmacy as we celebrate National Pharmacist Day. Our pharmacists provide care and services. They are close to home and meet the unique needs of our customers in local communities, from renewing prescriptions, delivering vaccinations, and providing advanced care management. Stop in at Kalt Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio to speak with the pharmacist today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
47.2 seconds, 44-42. Bob, what are you doing if you're Coach Melton?
Hey, Coach, you're the one with a couple hundred wins under your belt. What are you going to do?
I'm probably getting the ball inside to Brian Benn if I possibly can. Or we'll run a little stagger screen action for Regan Martin, Grant Kanapke, trying to get one of those guys who have hit some big shots for us early in the season.
Well, then that's what I would do.
Ryan Post comes over, hits a little Grant Kanapke inside to Brian Benn. Brian had a shot and turned it down. Gets over to Regan Martin. Regan now side on the left-hand side. Possible reach-in hand check. Yep, they call it. I was going to say, he was rode. Rode, actually rode. Regan Martin all the way across the lane.
Rogue rode him. All right, that's going to put Regan at the line, shooting 1-on-1, 28 seconds. Fourth down, 42-44 here in the fourth quarter. Marty is going to step up and knock both these down. I got a good feeling about it.
He's been hot tonight. Has 11 points on the evening. All brother free throw line. First one up. Good. You caught it, Bob.
He had a great freshman coach back in the day. We saw a lot of free throws in the morning.
Well, good. I'm glad because we needed that one there. Second one up here for Regan. Up and good. Tie ball game, 44-44, 28.6 seconds. Indians back in a...
They're still in that diamond.
Yep. So
that's a triangle and two, Brian.
And we're all... Everyone is on their feet tonight. Both sides. What a great contest by these young men. Both teams battled it out.
Coach Elwood's going to get a timeout with 14-4 left here in the fourth quarter. Full timeout. Let's get a commercial here in the... Who's our fourth quarter sponsor here?
Fort Recovery Insurance. Ted Romer and Connor Rammel. Stop in and see them.
The owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Buick Regal with navigation, sunroof, remote start with 22,000 miles, $1,995. Also in is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera with 29,000 miles for $18,500. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back and again, fourth side is rock. Got a great student section going on, a pajama theme. Got the tomahawk chop going. We got 44-44 ball game. 14.4 seconds to go. 10-0 or 9-0, I should say. Hopefully they stay 9-1, but not 10-0. But 9-0 St. John's against the Fort Recovery Indians, who are 7-2. Great high school ball game on a Friday night, Bob.
Yeah, we're gonna have to. Get out on those shooters, make sure that they don't slip any screens, and get anybody diving to the basket. And if they do, we cover it up and hope we get the ball back and get a chance to win this thing here at the end here, Brian.
And if you're St. John's, you're probably looking for Parrish, maybe even Fairchild, who hit that last three with Grant Kanapke's face guard. But right now, probably Parrish or Grudhouse, probably going to have to hit a shot for them. He drives in, possibly looking for foul, gets blocked. 4 seconds. Corey Covey takes a timeout, blocked. It looked by Grant Kanapke on the backside. Looked like he got beat, but
yeah, Grant slid over. It looked like all ball to me. Kind of got pinned up underneath the rim and the backboard there, Brian.
Coach Eller's upset, thinking there should have been a foul, but none called. 30-second timeout here by Fort Recovery. 3.6 seconds. Both teams are out of timeouts. That's one thing we got to make sure we do is understand that. We have no timeouts, so we have to get the ball inbound. And right now, what are we looking for?
Yeah, so we're going to inbound it right in front of St. John's bench, probably about three-quarter court, Brian. I'm thinking we're going to get somebody coming off a curl screen towards the center circle. Catch it. You can get one or two dribbles and get your feet under you and let it fly. So I'm looking for maybe something going to Grant or Regan.
Clay Smith is taking it out. You got your quarterback. That's probably a good guy to have take it out. Have your quarterback take it out. Has been in those situations before. Right now, you can just have Grant cut. You got Regan and Ryan up. Grant away. He's coming off of maybe a back screen. Handoff. Grant catches it. One dribble, pull up three. Thank good.
Oh,
from our view, that looked really good.
Got a great look there, Brian. Kind of like the old Bryce Drew shot from Balfo.
That for really wasn't quite full court, but it was three quarter. But man, that looked good from this angle. Good overtime.
Look. Great look. We're going to get some free basketball tonight.
Love free basketball. Take a break. We'll be right back.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
All right, we're going to overtime. 44-44. St. John's controls the tip, and Indians stay in the diamond in two.
Triangle,
sure. That makes more sense, wouldn't it? Grant Konapke with the steal.
Harris turns it over to Grant.
Oh, drug his foot. Tried to stop. Reverse pivot. Drug his foot. I was never very good with my shape, Bob.
That's all right.
Actually an inverted triangle in two because there's two up top, one on the bottom.
It is inverted, yes.
If that's such a thing.
We're going to say it is. All right. St. John's bring it up with Gerthouse over to Elworth. Elworth to Parrish in the corner. Back to Elworth. Three ball from the corner. And no good. Grant Konapke, weak side rebound. He's going to throw it over to Ryan Post. Posty brings it up.
I would say that's a shot Coach Mills willing to give up. We were happy with that.
Absolutely.
Right there.
Absolutely. Quick into the possession and a kid that's only got 3 points.
And we get the ball inside. Run a little are famous for now and get it over to Ryan Post. Feeds the ball inside of Brian Banner. We're up and we finish. Indians taking 46-44 lead. 3 minutes to go. St. John's really don't have a matchup for Brian Ben inside, so if we can keep running that play, go to that well until it gets dry.
Right. Fort Recovery has really amped up their defense here in the second half, Brian. Like you talked about, being physical, they've definitely come alive and done that here.
Rode has the ball, drives in, finds Eller open on the backside, misses left-hand layup. Parrish goes up and gets it, but misses it, and they're calling a foul.
Yeah, Eller just went up and got that. He wanted that one bad. Come down, and we fouled him on the way back up. He's going to shoot two for the Blue Jays.
Great defense. Actually caught Parrish hanging in the air and didn't find anyone, and he finds Eller out on the way down. Eller missed the backside layup, but Parrish went back up and got the ball. And misses the first one. He looks a little rattled right now. He has a game-high 16 points, but did not look comfortable on that one. Right now, Grothouse will take a seat for St. John's. Fisher will check in. Our student faithful down there is making a lot of commotion. Second one up and misses it.
Ryan Post with the rebound. Post is going to bring it up. Gets it across the timeline. Grothouse has got his hand on the tip there. Over to Regan Martin. Marty to the top of the circle. We're going to get some dribble handoffs here, Brian. Go ahead.
I was going to say, we're kind of taking some air out, looking for some back cut. Right now, we're going four corners and going to make them come foul us, so we're going to get some layups.
Yeah, right here, we've got to be strong with the ball, like you said. And if we do get the line, we got to knock down some free throws and hope to get this thing up to more than 2 points, obviously. If we can get it to four with under a minute, we're going to be in pretty good shape there.
Regan Martin, Grant Konapke, Ryan Poster up top, playing a little dribble man, three-man weave right here. Regan has the ball on the left-hand side right now. St. John's maybe looking to trap. Instead, Fairchild commits a foul. We just ran about a minute off the clock, Bob, with a two-point lead, and we're shooting free throws. We'll definitely take that. Great possession.
Yeah, we've got three guards that we know can make free throws and a pretty good ball handlers here. With Brian and Clay just down there posting up on the block. So if we get any dribble penetration, we're going to have a two-on-one opportunity. Right there, they just fouled Regan out of frustration from us holding the ball so long.
All brother, free throw line. Regan misses the free throw. That would have been a crucial one.
Yep.
Minute 35 to go. 2-point lead. St. John's in transition. Parrish has the ball. Swings it over to Eller. Eller open three. Misses it. And they're calling a hold on Brian Benn. Shot was missed, and Indians come down with the rebound, but they're calling a hold on Brian Benn on the backside.
That's going to be Brian's fourth.
So Grothouse will go to the foul line. Minute 28 to go. Indians with the two-point lead.
for the Brady Roadhouse. First one's up. Good. That's the lead to one.
That's going to be 9 points on the night for Roadhouse. Big, strong kid underneath for him. Does a little bit of everything. Can handle it. He's a banger. Second one up. Makes it. Tie ball game, 46-46 for 1 minute, 28. Into the first overtime here. St. John's going to be in that 1-2-2. Breaks it. Gets it over to Clay. Clay off bounce a little bit. St. John's at the trap. Gets it over to Posty. Posty down to Brian Benn on the block.
Oh, could have got charged for it. Yeah, he did. Brian Benn lowers the shoulder. Tries to create some space and dribbles and gets called for the offensive foul.
And that's going to be his fifth, Brian.
Big play for the Indians as it's a tie ball game with a minute 11 to go. And for us, Brian Benn, who has 5 points, has been crucial for us with our defense, kind of clogging things up in that triangle. And two on the bottom side of that will be leaving the game here. Derek Jeudy comes in. Clay Smith will slide down to the bottom. And looks like Ryan Post and Derek Jeudy will be up top in the triangle, on the inverted triangle part. Regan Martin and Grant Kanapke have done a great job of face guarding Rode and Fairchild.
Yeah, the fourth's a little smaller now. We're going to see what we can do against some of that height there. Third house with the ball at the top of the circle. Fort Kevry still in that inverted triangle and two. Third house with the drive. Step through. Misses the bunny. Gets his rebound. The Fort Kevry can't come up with it. It's going to be out on Fort Kevry. Hey, John's underneath there.
Allen will take the ball out underneath. Both teams found for looking to it. Rowe gets the ball into Grothaus. Grothaus tries to split him, throws it to Parrish. Parrish turns down to three, but one dribble pull-up, and good. Gives St. John's a lead. 48-46 with 41 seconds to go. Parrish hits a little 15-footer, and we will spend our one timeout we have remaining with 36 seconds to go. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back from our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, Port Recovery Insurance.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tool. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hard-working, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Three ball for the win.
All right, we're back. Coach just asked, are we going for the win? You go for the tie. At home, you go for the tie, Bob. On the road, you go for the win. That's always kind of the mantra, but we'll see what Coach Milton's looking for. Grant Kanapke gets the ball. And Fairchild tries to run through a screen, and I believe he picked up his fifth foul. And so he is headed over to the bench. We will be shooting some free throws here for Regan Martin. At that time, Kel Rammel, freshman Kel Rammel, just checked into the game as well. So Kel has not played a whole lot. And Coach Milton says, hey, we're going to throw the freshman in here with 36 seconds down two. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, hopefully, Marty missed his last one. So hopefully he can get back on track here, knock these both down, and get a tie ball game.
Don't worry about the last ones. Worry about these here, Regan. Big free throws for the young man. First one up. Back into the rim and comes off. He has 13 tonight. He's led us in scoring. Him and Clay Smith both have 13. He just missed an important free throw for us. Got a second chance. Up and no good on that one either. Regan misses both free throws in the Hall Brothers free throw. Regan's coming out to Grothaus to foul. So Grothaus will have a chance to go to the free throw line to hit shooting poor free throws. Both teams right now are in the double bonus. So at this point, it really doesn't matter if it's a shooting foul or just a regular common foul. It's going to be two shots. First one up. Good. So we've missed three free throws in a row, and now they've hit three in a row. So kind of that's been the difference in the ball game. As we're down three. 49-46 with 30.8 seconds to go. Second one up from Grothouse, and good. 4-point lead now for St. John's. Quickly down the floor to Grant Kanapke, catches it, drives in and turns it over. Grothouse picks up a steal. Little mis-execution here by the Indians down the stretch here, Bob.
Yeah, Grant, ran it up the sideline quick to Grant, just got off balance a little bit, tried to split a couple defenders and turned it over there. Had to foul out of frustration. That's going to put Grothouse back to the line. He makes his first one. 51-46, 25 seconds left to go here in the first overtime.
And it's one of those as well. You're down four. You try to get to the basket because if you miss a three, now I mean, it makes it worse. If you get to the basket and hit a two, you got a chance in a one-possession game. Clay Smith gets the rebound as they miss it. Regan Martin catches it quickly down the floor. Driving to the basket, up and up. Misses with the left-handed layup. St. John's clears the rebound. It looks like St. John's is going to walk away here with the win. Clay Smith fouls from behind. And Aiden Rode is heading to the free throw line to try to increase the lead for Duffus St. John.
Yeah, we just tried to get a quick two there. Marty tried to get to the hoop, couldn't finish. St. John's get the rebound, and we had to foul. So that's going to put him back to the line here. That'll be Aiden Rode, who averages 11 a game here, coming to the line. First one up and makes it 53-46, 11.7 seconds left on the clock. Second one up, good. Indians push it up, Regan Martin. He's going to pull up, shoot a three ball, short, gets his rebound, drives back in, blocked by Parrish partially, Ryan posts the rebound, underneath, powers up and gets fouled with 1.5 seconds left. He's going to shoot two, 1.5 seconds left here in overtime. Full recovery down, 46-53. Great effort tonight by the Indians. Definitely showed some grit against the number six ranked team in the state. So, you know, that's what we want to see. We're coming together early in the season. And guys are still searching to find their role. We're slowly getting there. Second one up, no good for Posty. That's going to end it here at the fourth side. Great effort by the Indians tonight. They're going to fall to the undefeated Delta St. John's Blue Jays, 53-47. We'll go to a quick commercial and be back with Coach Melton.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Bob Leverett, Brian Patch, and Indians come up on the heartbreak side of things here, Bob, with a 53-47 loss in overtime to the sixth-ranked Duffus St. John's Blue Jays. All right, give you a little update here on the breakdown for scores. First quarter,
St. John's led 19-11. At halftime, St. John's led 28-18 as they outscored the Indians 9-7 in that second quarter. In the third quarter, St. John's led 37-30 as the Indians outscored St. John's by 3, 12-9. And the Indians doubled up the Blue Jays in that fourth quarter, 14-7, to take a 44-44 fourth quarter at the end of that fourth quarter to end of the game, and so we go to overtime, and the Indians struggled to score in that overtime, only managed 3 points, go 47-53 St. John's lead. So scoring?
Yeah, for St. John's, they were led by Brady Parrish, the 6'5 senior, with 18. Brady Grodehouse with 14, 6'4 senior. Aiden Rode with 7, and Matthew Cahey with 7, and Landon Elwer hit a big 3 there late to end with 3 for the St. John's.
And for the Indian side of things, we have Regan Martin and Clay Smith both with 13, Ryan Post and Grant Kanathi both with 7, Brian Benn with 3, and Derek Judy with 2. That rounds out the scoring. And the JV action, Indians come up on the short side of that as well, so the Blue Jays come into the fourth side and sweep us tonight. And in the first quarter, St. John's led 14-6. Halftime, St. John's led 23-18 as the Indians outscored St. John's 12-9 in that second quarter in JV action. In the third quarter, St. John's leads 28-20 as the Blue Jays outscore the Indians 5-2 in that third quarter. And in the fourth quarter, the Blue Jays also outscore the Indians 13-11 to walk away with a 41-31 victory. Daniel Patch led the way with 12 points, Caleb Evers with 10, Landon Post and Owen Judy both with 3, Wyatt Benn with 2, and Kobe Wendell with 1. Even though the Indians lose here, Bob, I think Coach Milton has to be, even though you don't like to have moral victories, but playing the sixth-ranked team in the state who's undefeated, who's had some big wins on the year against an Ottawaville team, an Elida team, LCC, Minster, Crestview, you know, he still has to be somewhat pleased with our effort here in this game.
Yeah, you know, we've talked to him after every game so far, and one thing he's always touched on is it's a work in progress. You know, with the new system coming in, these players are still learning his stuff. He's throwing a lot at them, and they're getting there. You know, like you said, it is a moral victory. You don't want a lot of those, obviously, but yeah, we're getting there. It stinks to lose to a good team like that, but now you know that you can play with anybody in the league. I mean, that right there just shows you that, you know, yeah, we can beat anybody. So they've got to take that and move forward on to tomorrow night, because we got a really good Walpock team coming in tomorrow night. So we'll see what the boys can do, if they can rally and keep playing hard. They're going to get there.
Well, right now, again, we're 7-3 on the year. Our 3 losses have been to MAC opponents, Vercells, Minster, and St. John's, who are all of those, 2 of the 3 are undefeated. Vercells and St. John's are both undefeated right now. I assume Vercells probably won tonight. That put them at 11-0. St. John's is 10-0. So 2 of our losses are to undefeated teams, so nothing to be ashamed of there. And both of those teams are in the top 10 in the state of Ohio in the rankings. And then you throw Minster in, and I know their 1 loss is to St. John's. I'm not sure who their other one is, but in the conference, that's their 1 loss. So, you know, we've been in those games. You know, the Vercells game was a 66-58 loss for us, and the Minster game was a 1-possession game, loss of a 52-50 game. And then this one, even though we end up losing by 6 in overtime, 53-47, but it is in overtime. So in that fourth quarter, we had a chance, you know, to possibly win it. So, you know, we're 2 possessions away from right now walking away with 1 loss and, you know, having a 3-1 MAC record. So we're not too far off, I agree, Bob.
No, and like you said, we've played 2 of the MAC leaders. So, you know,
all 3.
Yeah,
St. John's and
we've played the 3 leaders in the league. So nothing to be ashamed of, but we've got to get it going here with some of these other teams that are 1-2 or, you know, 2-2 in the league. So we'll see what we can get going here.
I said, you don't want moral victories. At the same time, you want to make progress against good teams. You know, those are great checks to see where you're at. And we're definitely, you know, in those games. Last year, I don't know, you know, at the same time if we'd be in those games. So,
right.
You know, I think that's a great thing for us. We're definitely improving, definitely getting better, which is what you want to see. You know, it's not about where you're at in January. It's about where you finish up in March. And so,
absolutely,
we just got to continue making progress. We'll take a quick commercial break, see if Coach Milton's going to come out. If not, then we'll send you off at that point.
Around here, we welcome a slower pace, except when it comes to internet speed. Wabash provides fiber-fast internet you can rely on, backed by local customer service. From email checkers to video streamers to hardcore gamers, we have just the right speed for you, up to 1,000 megabits. If you need an upgrade or just have a question, get in touch with Wabash at 419-942-1111 or online at wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
All right, we're back here with Coach Milton. And, Coach, real quickly, a couple questions here for you, and we'll let you get out. You know, I thought a couple things. One, tough game. You know, you hate to have moral victories, but, man, you got to be happy with how your team played in that game, though.
Yeah, maybe after the second half. The first half wasn't what we had planned. But, you know, I had saved our specialty defense for the second half because I knew they would have struggle with it. And, you know, maybe my regret's not bringing it out in the first half, but, you know, they get that whole half to try to figure it out.
Right.
Versus burning all of his timeouts and trying to get it figured out. But, you know, it's the old saying, games are won and lost at the charity stripe. They hit theirs, we didn't hit ours. So it's as simple as that.
Yeah, you know, you talk about free throws. At going into that fourth quarter there, we missed three in a row. They hit three in a row, kind of increased that lead. And, of course, down the stretch there, we have to foul, and they hit a couple at the end. But, you know, definitely free throws at the end of the game kind of hurt us a little bit. But also, you know, we kind of jotted down a few notes here. That triangle, too, as you said, definitely made a big difference, kind of getting us back into the game. And then also Grant Kanapke kind of stepped up defensively, I thought, a little bit. Got some transition steals. You know, you kind of been on him a little bit about his effort on defense. I thought he responded a little bit as a senior in that second half.
Yeah, he has. He has. Kudos to Grant. He stepped up. You know, he's got to learn to value it once he gets down there and learn to jump stop, be more fundamental. You know, it's, you know, something I've been harping on is our fundamentals versus trying to make the ESPN highlight play. So, but, you know, credit to our guys. I told them to keep their heads held high. They battled. They fought. One thing they understand about me, you know, just like there at the end, I will not stop coaching until it is all zeros. I'm just not wired any other way, and I'm hoping to get my guys that way, too. You know, don't want them to hang their head because they think it might be over if there's 10 or, you know, whatever seconds, because there's still ways to get it done if they just understand, you know, we could still get the clock stopped by fouling before it's inbound, you know, different things of that nature. But we'll get there. You know, I told them this is a big game, that get used to playing in this environment, and, you know, what this should tell them is that they can play with anybody in Division IV in Ohio.
Well, that's what we're here talking about. You know, three of those losses are to the three MAC leaders. So that right there shows that you guys can beat anybody any given night. And like you said, after every game, it's a work in progress.
Right.
New system for you. It's getting there, Coach. I mean, we see it. Everybody sees it. You want to be there at the end of the year.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely. That's our goal.
It's a building block right here. So.
That's our goal.
Yeah.
As we said, championships aren't won in January. I mean, obviously, steps are taken that way. But, you know, it doesn't matter. Not that it doesn't matter, I should say. But, you know, it matters where we're at more in March. And we're definitely getting there, because I can tell you this. We would not be in that game last year at this point in time. So, you know, we Minster one possession game, this game one possession game.
you know, is definitely going in the right direction. So,
you know what they say, players win games and coaches lose the close ones. So I'll take the heat on these.
I ain't going to say that though. So. No, but it's a tough game, and you know, coming in, we were definitely probably the underdogs, and our kids battled the butts off. You know, fans out there haven't had a chance to see four recovery play. They got to come out and watch. Kids are playing hard. You're doing a great job. Kids are doing a great job, and we're definitely getting better, and that's all you can ask.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, good luck tomorrow night. Big game tomorrow night again.
Yeah, Wapak coming in. They have Shawnee, and then, you know, these guys got to go play Shawnee, and that's another ranked big-time opponent. Yep. We got them in a few weeks, so just another late night, as you know, trying to get that Wapak scout done. So,
well, good luck, Coach, and we'll see you tomorrow afterwards.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Yep. All right, Coach Jim Melton there. Great effort by our kids. Got to be proud of them here and battled back, losing to St. John's 53-47 in overtime to the sixth-ranked Blue Jays. But as you can tell there, Bob, Coach is a little upset in his voice, but, you know, we've been in those situations. It's always tough to lose. No one's ever happy. But, you know, looking at from the outside, looking in, and, people who know the game a little bit, making progress.
You got to find that silver lining in it, as tough as it is. The good thing is we come back tomorrow against another good team, and we're going to see what we can do against Wapak, who's going to come ready to go. It's a D2 school in the WBL. They had a tough game tonight against Shawnee tonight.
Yeah, who's ranked.
Who's ranked in Division II. So I'm guessing they might have lost that unless they upset them. But like I said, a good team coming in tomorrow night. We're going to regroup and hopefully get back on track tomorrow night here at the Fort Site. Brian, you and I will be on the call.
Yes, sir. And tomorrow afternoon we'll be headed up to OG. I will be. And girls take on Ottawa Glandorf at OG. And that game will be on WOSN on Sunday at 4:30, I believe. So we have a chance to check that on Channel 43. So you can go out and listen to the girls. If you can't make it up to OG to watch the girls, you can listen on the radio. And then Bob and I will be back here tomorrow night to do the Wapak game. And Bob Leverett, Brian Patch, and Owen Shane, and Neil Spencer, thanks for listening. Good evening.
Internet.